What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast.
Thank you for downloading the podcast, Oddcast Podcast UK.
They might be streaming it.
They could be streaming it from Stitcher. Or online, like at the little website.
Or listening to it on their pure DAB digital radio through the lounge.
Do you think many people do that?
I do.
I think you've got to have a lot of money to have one of them.
Nah, not at all. There's a free web service.
£2.50. Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening, then. Well, thanks for choosing to listen, because you haven't listened yet.
Well, you might be being forced to by the sad bastard who's gone, oh, you've come over, and we're going to listen to this podcast.
People do it, invite their friends over to listen to a show.
I would like to think so.
Because it's
become a social event.
You could invite people over to watch a film, and you're like, okay, that's fine, because you can kind of talk through the film. But if it's a podcast, you can just imagine the guy sitting there staring at his friend whilst, listen.
Can you imagine what would be even worse?
You're not allowed to talk. Be quiet.
Can you imagine what would be even worse would be inviting a mate over to watch a film, turning the volume off, putting on the MovieCon podcast to say, listen to that while watching the film. I'm just going to go and masturbate in the corner.
It's the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash.
Fuck you, blimey.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut. Welcome then to the Oddcast Podcast. This is technically it's episode 7.
74, whatever.
7.4.
Doesn't make a difference.
Times 10.
It doesn't.
If you've killed 7 people, 74 people, you're still going down for life.
That's yeah, which is you let out after 2 years for good behaviour.
What?
You let out after 2 years for good behaviour.
Oh, you let out. I thought you said you allow after
it's
2 years.
It's because he's eating.
Yeah,
I was mentioning a dummy.
Gummy sweets.
He's trying to talk at the same time. But yes, so we're the Oddcast Podcast. We're the podcast nobody's listening to. Hashtag not listening. Part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Woo-ha.
Boom.
So, splat.
We're back for 2013.
Actually, yeah. I prefer splat to boom.
Or we could do boom, and then you can go splat.
Boom. No, I just think. Like, it's from the Barker Podcast Collection. Splat. Okay. I just think that works.
Fair enough. So we are back for 2013, and relaunch. You know, when you're like, I don't know what...
We got fucking bored of how it was.
Yeah, we've mixed it up now. We pretty much, what we did, a new format pretty much means we have no format. Technically.
There is no spoon.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, spoon. Did you say?
I said spoon, yes.
Okay. For some reason, I don't know what you said.
Yeah, he said spoon.
Oh, he starts with meeting to go on. Right.
He can't even understand English, never learn to talk it.
By not listening to anyone else but himself.
Yeah. By what?
Did you say spoon?
By not listening.
Yeah.
Not listening. So 2013, right. You know, oh, we did have an episode last week, which was a...
You say we.
You. Exactly. You did it by yourself, rambling at the beginning.
I did ramble.
I've got a cold. I'm so lonely.
My nose is all banged up.
I'm just going to go with...
I can't even talk, mate.
I'm just going to go with an internal monologue for hours.
It weren't hours, it was a couple of minutes.
There's no one here to interrupt me and tell me that I'm just fucking rambling.
Exactly.
Me did. Well, someone did.
No one did, I was on my own.
Didn't someone say you were rambling?
No.
Oh, that was me thinking it then. That was my internal monologue when I was listening.
And that was Ash's contribution to the episode.
There you go. So if you go back and listen to episode 73 at the beginning, you might hear Ash subconsciously, telepathically thinking, shut up, Ad.
Fuck this. Yeah.
So I think we better introduce ourselves. I'm Adam. You are?
Will.
And you are?
Rita for the sweets.
Yeah.
I got myself another dummy.
I thought you said Rita for the sweets. Doesn't make any sense.
You got Rita on the brain, our boy.
No. Okay, yeah, no, and he's Ash. We're not, in case we've got new listeners, I'm being very
optimistic.
Yeah.
Over optimistic might be a more accurate term.
Well, like I said, after the last episode, when I did the interview impromptu, because I wasn't going to release that episode, I wasn't going to go straight in for this as the first episode of 2013.
But you ended up banging on for an hour and three quarters, I believe, was the total episode length, and thus realised you couldn't splice it into one of these.
Exactly. But yeah. Important guest, she was a pretty big celebrity, like, yeah, to a lot of people. Maybe not to a lot of people who didn't know who she was. But, yeah, she done it. And I'll tell you what, you can see the video on YouTube.
I noticed that had more viewers nearly already than the first of the Oddcast podcast video cast. Yeah. Still worth a look. They're out there onto YouTube. They're quite entertaining. Yeah. You get to see my musical tankard on the second one.
Exactly. So if you go to barkerpodcast.webs.com, I've made it clear that if you click the little video button, it goes to my YouTube page, and you can see all the videos that we've done there.
And on the first one, you get to see Ash being physically ignored as well as verbally ignored, which is what normally happens on the podcast.
That is actually true. Yeah. But, yeah, no, under 24 hours of me releasing that video with Emma Kennedy, it had nearly 400 views.
I think that was because everyone was actually looking at it and actually trying to see if someone did the dishes and their womb fell out.
Yeah. So there you go.
Or everyone was looking at it for as long as it took to go, an hour and 45. Fuck off. And that counts as a view. Oh, yes.
Had a lot of tweets. All
right. It's fucking long.
a lot of tweets mainly aimed at her or to her saying, listen to the podcast, watch the podcast. It was brilliant. Thank you very much. I loved it. And I'm always like, I feel like they're just adding me in it because it's my podcast.
Fine.
And they don't actually care who I am. So
we don't.
Hang on, I've got to let the cat out. One
second. Oh, he's going to let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out, but the cat doesn't want to go anywhere.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
So I've been thinking about perpetual motion, right?
Okay.
And you must know the theory that if you get, you know, a cat always lands on its feet, and a bit of buttered toast always lands butter side down. However, there is actually a, going by the standard size of a table and the rotations that a piece of toast would take from the point it falls off the table and it flips and goes through, it would be expected that it always lands butter side down. But regardless of that, if you get a cat and a bit of buttered toast, you nail the bit of buttered toast to the cat and you drop it, it will always try and land feet down for the cat and then butter side down for the toast, and it keeps spinning and you have perpetual motion.
You have a slight problem with that, in the fact that the nail's probably going to kill the cat. No, eventually the
you
cat
don't pierce
bleed,
the spine.
The cat will bleed out, and when the cat dies, it won't land on its feet anymore because it'll just go splat.
All right, no more nails.
No more nails.
A decent adhesive.
So you're gluing them?
Yeah.
You're gluing a bit of board with toast?
A bit of board? No, you... No, it's just a bit of toast to the cat. There's no need for board.
Okay.
You spacker. You call yourself a scientist?
I'm not a scientist whatsoever.
That'll last 4 days. That'll be perpetual motion for 4 days, because then the cat will die of dehydration, and then a dead cat you again goes splat.
It depends if its mouth stays level or if you can get something at a similar speed powered by the rotation of the cat
and then
to feed it through a pipette.
The little hamster feeder
that
comes down, and it just sort of licks it as it goes round and round and round, and you put nutrients in there.
That's right. So I was trying to figure out if there are other methods of perpetual motion that haven't been explored.
Okay.
So, can you think of any?
No. Oh. Because I didn't even know what perpetual motion meant until you just said it.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Adam.
Oh.
And this is why Adam's outside of his comfort zone now. We're not purely talking about films.
I'm not outside my comfort zone.
Just have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm looking forward to your random musings.
Because I was thinking, right, it's not just buttered toast that always lands face down.
Mm. You've got a crackled face.
Yes.
Would it land face down? Or would it be face up?
To be honest, it's so fat it just sort of... the feet stop at the floor level, but the body puts a dent in the floor still.
You have got a fat cat.
Yes. But did you know, actually, one of the most common injuries in a cat is a broken jaw.
Really?
Trying to eat too much?
No, it's the height they fall from. So they will always land on their feet, but their front legs will still spring down and they'll whack their jaw on the floor. So very often cats lose teeth and have broken jaws because they've landed on their feet.
You find that hilarious. You sadistic bastard.
That's so funny.
Hilarious.
I can't remember where I was going with that, to
be
honest.
You're talking that cats like to smack their jaws down when they jump.
I don't think
high.
They like to. I think it's tending
to. Well, they have
to,
no choice.
The better term.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, if they jump from too high. So my brother-in-law's cat had missed teeth, and for ages he was convinced that it had been like kicked in the face or something, and it's like, nah.
It's just a fucking clumsy
cat. It fell out
of
the tree.
It's a fat, clumsy cat. That's it. But I just thought that was faintly
perpetual
interesting.
Perpetual motion.
Perpetual motion. It's a fascinating one. It's
a cat.
Perpet.
I mean, it's the scientific holy grail. If you can get perpetual motion, something that constantly retains in motion that you can harness the energy of and can harness it, I mean, that solves all of the need for nuclear power and all of that stuff. It's
not one of them windmill things.
No, because that's not perpetual. That's being powered by the wind. It's something that's self-powering.
Oh, okay.
Something that will never stop, and that's what they're trying to achieve through cold fusion.
Are you trying to tell me that soon, in years to come?
I'm saying, if we can come up with the perpetual motion solution right now, we can solve the entire world energy crisis.
Yeah, but you know, all I'm picturing now is in 20 years' time, instead of electricity running my house, there's going to be a cat
on toast.
Toast on its back, going round and round and round under the stairs. Just constantly going. How many cats would it go for?
You would need quite a lot of cats to power the whole world.
So we'd have to get one of those like battery farm cat farms.
And actually, the real problem would actually be the toast going mouldy.
Yes,
I think the toast might go before
the
cat.
Butter spins off if it goes too quickly.
Although they found a new kind of bread
that's
got a shelf life.
So the butter doesn't melt into the toast, and then there's no butter.
Well, that's easy
because it's gone all the way.
That's easy because you can modify bread and make bread. Really
yeah, you
like,
can get
last
really
long
lasting bread. The French, I think they call it biscotti, which is basically dried toast. So there's very little moisture in it. That would make sense, yes, from biscotti. Yeah. But actually, you could use biscotti and you drill a little hole in it and then... No, because we're not nailing it. Oh, we were gluing it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't want
to
nail it.
You don't need to drill a hole in it.
No, you don't need to drill a hole in it unless you're going to, like, nail it. I was thinking screws, you see.
Well, actually, if you actually did it in a proper operation, then you could use the screws that they use for sort of hip replacements and all that kind of crap, and like nailing your bro's leg back together again. They screwed that back together, didn't they?
Could we actually
properly screw it into the bone? It would fuse, and then you've got a permanent fixture on the cat.
You've got a new species of cat.
I think genetic engineering.
Yeah, toast cat.
Toasty cat.
Yeah, genetic engineering. So we basically genetically engineer a combination between feline... bovine for the cow to produce the butter and wheat.
Okay.
And we actually produce a breed of cat that is born with buttered toast on its back. And you could use it right from kitten. Yeah. How's that for fucking... I think I'm getting it somewhere.
Well, it's like the fucking Minotaur, it's like. Yeah. Some mythical creature comes out of the woods somewhere. It's
nothing like the fucking Minotaur, you gimp.
No, like a myth. It's a mythical creature. No one will believe
it
exists.
Is that M-I-F-F?
MFI.
That's a furniture store that went bust.
God knows how long ago.
But actually, yeah, even the feeding mechanism. You know, you get the old BMXs where you could spin the handlebars and the wheels would go around and you could still use the brakes and all that kind of thing. You could actually have one of those which you could then feed the liquid refreshment and vitamins and stuff into the cat so it could be permanently stuck in its mouth. And then your cat won't die for 15 years. So you've got 15 years perpetual motion.
I'm sorry, I feel sorry for this cat.
Or we could just...
It might get a bit dizzy.
Or we could just stick with nuclear fusion.
Let's do it.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut! Okay, I don't know where you guys stand on your superheroes, comic books and all that. But...
I don't stand on them. I find that damages the pages.
Does it really?
It keeps the beds at my level.
There is that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
Right.
Right. Alien from another planet, obviously, because he's not from Earth.
Yarp.
Comes down. He can fly.
Yarp.
He can do heat seeking through his eyes, was it?
Yarp.
Burn lasers. Shit. What else
heat
can he do?
He's the man of steel. Basically, he can fly so fast that he can reverse the spin of the world, which somehow turns back time. bit tenuous when you look back.
Yeah. Superman 2. He pushes over the Leaning Tower of Pisa twice.
Oh, he can make diamonds out of coal and give them to Richard Pryor.
By just squishing squishing them in his hands. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. But also...
And I reckon... Do you reckon... Because he can probably pelvic thrust at an incredible rate.
Yeah.
So... Do you think, I mean, as in strokes, for the number of strokes, do you think he lasts a long time, or do you think he can come super fast?
I think he...
It'd blow the bird's arse out.
Yeah, this has been discussed loads of times in the geek culture.
Oh, in that case, let's fucking skip off of that one.
He would spunk and it would go straight through their head or something.
Let's not be that cliche.
Exactly. But, Superman, he wasn't born in that outfit. You know, the pants over the top of his blue leotard, whatever he's wearing.
Not a normal way to be born, certainly.
No. It was made for him by his Martha Kent. His little adopted mother.
That fairly invincible outfit.
Technically, yeah.
It's bulletproof. It doesn't burn. It doesn't do anything.
Well, I don't get it right. He can fly, yeah?
Hmm? At the speed he flies, why doesn't that just get torn apart by the friction?
Yeah. It'll just heat up.
Yeah, where'd she get the material from?
She's
a waitress. Normal lady.
Probably down the market.
Normal lady, right? And she just makes this...
Oh, no, seriously, I've got this stuff that we made Eleanor's toy bag out of, and that shit's invincible.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, I've got that off the market.
She made him a cape.
Yep.
Can Superman fly without his cape?
No.
Yes.
Oh, debate.
That's not a debate. It's just actually he's wrong.
Oh, okay.
He can fly anyway.
So why has he got a cape?
Because it makes him look cool.
Because he couldn't... No, it's because his mum couldn't afford enough material for a proper cloak.
He needs a little hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah. Let's face it, is.
Just to keep his hair nice while he's flying at speed.
It's out of his dressing up box. He always wanted to be Little Red Riding Hood.
But why has he got a cape? If he can fly without a cape, why has he got to wear a cape?
I don't know, but I always loved the band's name. I didn't like their music, called Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great name for a band.
Yeah, bad band.
Terrible.
I've never heard of them, so they must be shit.
Well, yeah, because you are something of a music connoisseur.
Oh, yes.
Just because you haven't heard of them, it must be awful.
Yeah.
That's going to go for life.
Only listen to good stuff.
Only listen to good stuff. What do you listen to?
I don't know. I hear it on the radio, going, that's quite good.
He can't hear the bad stuff.
No.
It must be shit. Mm. I've got selective hearing.
But why have a cape? Why? I don't get it.
Why not?
You don't need it to fly.
It's part of the look.
It was in the 70s, wasn't it? And capes...
No, Superman was 19... Late 50s, wasn't it?
Late 50s. Oh, okay. All right. It was a fucking long time ago, well before I was born. Anything...
I thought Superman was Cold War era, start of the Cold War.
I don't know. I think it was the 30s, maybe. Same sort of time as Batman.
Same sort of time as the Cold War, not then. Okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so could I.
But why is it wearing a cape?
Marcus would know.
Yeah, let's ring Marcus up.
No.
No, I can't bother. Won't get him off the phone.
What the fuck do you want?
Yeah, he would be angry, man. He'd be like, he wears a cape because
we
of this.
We could always check Wikipedia, but...
Nah. No, I'm asking you guys.
He was invented in 1703 as a result of an act of Parliament, and I decided to deliberately call it Parliament rather than Parliament, because I thought I'd pronounce it how it's spelt rather than how it's said. Mm. That anybody who walked through Leicester Square must invent a all-American superhero.
Okay.
And that's why it was done.
Who would win a fight between Superman and Dr. Manhattan?
Dr. Manhattan.
Why?
Because I say so.
That's not...
Who's Dr. Manhattan?
Dr. Manhattan was in Watchmen. Big blue dude, nuclear-powered.
Massive penis.
I thought it was quite alright.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a nuclear powered person versus someone that can be beaten up by a kryptonite.
There yeah, no, Dr. Manhattan's powers, I think, yeah, were almost godlike.
He's a god, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can he be supercharged? Does he have a weakness?
Not really. His weakness is
women.
His weakness, isn't it, is not having any empathy.
Yeah, he's become less and less human over the time. But he can teleport shit. He can
but
completely
Superman
change
isn't
time.
Even human.
Yeah,
so
very,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but
he's
Superman
not human either.
No, Clark Kent is very
not
much
real
a human.
People, is this
no,
a kind a of hypothetical discussion?
He's yeah. Superman with glasses, trying to be a dick.
Trying to be a dick.
What, Clarky?
Clarky Kent is trying to be a wuss.
Clark Kent isn't Superman. I think people would notice that by now.
Is that like Bruce Wayne isn't Batman either?
Yeah. No, people would know, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It took fucking...
Yeah, yeah, all he wears is glasses, and he says, you know me?
It's like, it, it's like the end of The Dark Knight Rises, when Commissioner Gordon saying to, like, Batman, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And Batman gives him all this riddle about it. It's like, that nuclear bomb's about to explode. Just tell him you're Bruce Wayne, please. Tell him.
I'm just somebody, and you're going to put a coat around somebody, and it could be a kid.
And it takes him 5 seconds, and he goes, ah, Bruce Wayne. And the bit they cut out of the movie is him going, oh, for fuck's sake, that's obvious. How did I not know that? Batman disappeared for 7 years. Bruce Wayne disappeared for 7 years. You never see him in the same room together.
Batman reappears in Gotham, if you go by the Batman Begins.
Yep.
At the same time as Bruce Wayne reappears in Gotham. Yeah, to be honest, you call yourself a fucking detective.
He's not very good, is he? And he does, he's got his own problems to worry about.
It's Oracle, does leaving. Oracle know?
Yeah, she knows.
She knows. And she won't even talk. Yeah. Bloody cripple.
Why don't they dress Alfred up in the Batman suit so that they can be in the same room?
Because he'd look all frail and old.
Why don't they bring him? He can just stand there and go, hi. And then
smell
leave.
Of piss.
They could. They could.
Alfred isn't incontinent. He's Michael Caine.
I just like. My name is Batman.
No, you don't.
Where is he?
I'm not wearing any bloody hockey pads. Where is she? Where is Rachel?
I'd like him as the Joker. Did you ever dance with the devil in the pale mood light?
Why so serious?
Thing is, I was going with the Jack Nicholson, but
I went for the yeah. Oh yeah, Michael Caine could be Bane. Perhaps you're wondering why I'd shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
Because he was only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
Now, have you watched, there's this fucking awesome thing on BBC called The World's Craziest Fools.
And it's presented
by Mr. T.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Fucking T himself.
Oh, I've not seen this, I need to actually get
But there was this, there was a story on that cracked me up. Do you see the one about the Territorial Army and the suspicious package they received?
No.
So you got the Territorial Army, which is kind of like the reservists for you American types, if you're listening, or very... It's
you
like
American
a
types listening.
Was it a Snickers bar?
That's like saying...
That actually
you,
was rebranded.
That's like
Marathon.
Saying you people.
Basically, the Territorial Army, they're people who have full-time jobs, but do this army service thing as well and would be called up in the worst case scenario and probably pray that they never will be. But basically at the Territorial Army office, I think it was in Bristol or something, a suspicious package arrives, right?
Like a box.
So a box. So they look at it, and this is a true story and I fucking love this fact. So this box arrives and it's inspected and they go, this doesn't look right. So they call the police. And the police bomb squad arrives and they're looking at it and they go, oh, I don't like the look of this. So that, the police call the army. So the army comes in. The army go, oh, I don't like fucking look of this. So they actually set up a controlled explosion of this box, right?
Right.
And the box is blown up. And then they inspect the contents because there was no bomb in it, it turns out. You know, they just controlled explosion.
Yeah, yeah.
And what this box was full of was leaflets on how to deal with suspicious packages. How fucking awesome is that?
And what did it say on it?
It was just leaflets on how to deal with a suspicious package. That's all I know. I can't tell you more. That was it.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! So I went to the cinema for Christmas.
Why?
See, why? Why? To go and have some food.
So you could pay £97 for some popcorn.
That's it.
I went and did it in the foyer.
Yeah.
I went and saw The Hobbit.
Oh.
Well, I thought you'd
be
excited.
That was a third of a... No. No, I read the book.
You like Lord of the Rings, though, didn't you?
Not really. I sat down and watched the trilogy back to back. I've never liked Tolkien's books. It's too black and white. It's all good versus
bad. It's
not
black and white, it's in colour.
Nice.
They wear blue. It's in HD. They wear green.
Game of Thrones is... Trouble is
pretty awesome.
Shades of Grey has been corrupted because they did 50 Shades of Grey. But the whole,
I was just about to say, what's it all about Shades of Grey for?
But the whole term Shades of Grey was about... Okay, you've got high fantasy and low fantasy.
Yeah.
High fantasy is your Lord of the Rings, the armies of good versus the armies of bad. Low fantasy is your Game of Thrones style of thing. There are no truly good people. The good people have bad bits. The bad people have good bits. So you look at Jaime Lannister, and I don't know if he's developed in season two as much, but you'll start liking him down the line, particularly when he gets his hand chopped off. Sorry for the spoilers if it's not happened yet.
Cut that bit out.
Read the fucking books. They've been out for years.
Now, do you know what's good? You can talk. Listen, I have watched Game of Thrones. I'm up to date with it. But you can name all these people's names. I don't know what their names are.
I think they call him Jaime Lannister.
Jaime is.
Yeah.
It's Jaime in the book as well.
I thought it was Jaime. J-I-M-E.
J-A-M-I-E.
J-A-M...
Jamie.
Is it? I've always read it as Jamie.
That's Jamie.
No, it's Jamie. I've got my Kindle over there with...
Oh, you wouldn't trust the Kindle.
He's Jamie.
Regardless. But basically...
He's like, get my Kindle out. I'm going to fucking prove you wrong.
Jimmy Lancaster. yeah, but basically that's low fantasy. So it's the really gritty stuff. Stephen Erikson's Malaysian Book of the Fallen.
Yeah.
Really mixed characters. There is nobody good, nobody bad. Everyone has their own motives. You go back to David Gemmell from the fantasy side, and it's all the... He was a born-again Christian, very much, but his stories were fantastic. But it was all about good versus evil. And a lot of people find that very uplifting. But the whole Hobbit thing, the whole Tolkien thing, is very good versus evil. You've got the lovely hobbits, the happy elves, and the evil fucking orcs!
Yes.
And that's how it works. It's black and white.
Big fuck-off dragon.
Well, that's it. But the dragon's fairly middle ground. The dragon at least has a bit
dragon's
of...
Dragon's a cunt.
Dragon's not evil. It just likes shiny, shiny goldness.
And he won't share it with anybody.
Well, yeah,
he
but...
He kicks the dwarves out of their little house.
Yeah, but dude, I once asked you for one of your Pringles and you punched me in the face.
Don't fucking
similar
ask
principle.
Me.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, just my fucking Pringles.
Dragon takes the same approach.
You calling me Smaug?
No, I'd never call you Smaug.
Smaug.
Oh, sorry, right. Yeah.
But I saw The Hobbit. I'm not a massive Lord of the Rings fan. I've seen them all, but only because I've had to.
Yeah, to be honest, the Hobbit.
Why have you had to? You've been chained to the seat. And
no, because Charles watched them and I've sat down with him watching. But I've kind of yeah. But this one, because in the cinema, I couldn't go anywhere.
There's no way I'm going to watch after they did three films out of the Lord of the Rings, and I actually found even the non-extended director's cut overdid it. It was dull.
Yeah,
the whole film was done. Too much walking. Too much boredom. They could have actually done that trilogy in probably 2/3 of the time. So to then take a single smaller than any of the other three novels book and turn it into three films just goes, give me your money, you cunt.
Give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3s. Give me whatever's in your pocket, you cunt.
Yeah, play that track now.
Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket. You can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot. Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket. You can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot.
Now, have any of you guys seen the new Thundercats cartoon?
No. Oh, hang on. No, you showed me some pictures.
Yes, Chitara.
Yeah, Chitara. With,
fuck me, she's had a tit job.
Mm.
Seriously.
She's a cat.
I always fancied Chitara. Right?
Yeah, she's got hairy boobies.
She's a fucking... Six of the fuckers. Think of the possibilities.
Has she?
No, she hasn't. No, because she's been overly anthropomorphified or something like that.
What's that mean?
Turn into a human.
Turn into human. Given human-like qualities.
Okay.
Anthropomorphized, I think.
Can you guess that? I guessed that. I've never heard that word before in my life.
Because really?
I mean, an anthropomorphic personification. Oh, fuck. God knows. I've lost the word exactly, but it's...
It's a woman who looks like a cat.
Not in that... Well,
no, it's
not
the cat that looks like a woman.
But so basically, they've redone Thundercats. And
it's like anime, isn't it?
So I only saw one bit. Yeah, it's the real Japanese...
Yeah. Oh, they still got Schnarf.
Schnarf. Not in the episode I saw. They appear to have gotten rid of Schnarf, maybe Wily Kit and Wily Cat, but it's still got the moralising shit. And it's actually even less violent. It's so fucking nice!
Boring! Is that a bad thing? You don't like that?
Well, it being nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I've not watched an old episode of Thundercats.
Well, maybe it's because you're in your 30s and it's a fucking kid show.
You wouldn't believe the amount of CBeebies I've been watching recently.
I suppose you do have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, to be honest, at the point Eleanor sort of upgrades to the point where I can watch Thundercats with her, I'll be a lot happier than watching fucking Justin's House and Bob the Builder and Balamori. Oh, Balamori, what the fuck's going on there?
That's actually a real town. They have actually... They film it in a real town with all these...
So you've got this kids' TV programme. What they've done, they've found this, like, Scottish Island or something, and they've painted all of the different houses this different horrific colour to make it all colourful.
Like pinks and oranges and greens
and all sorts of shit. But then you get these basically apparently retarded actors because they've got these frozen facial expressions and big wide eyes to appeal to the children going, "Hello, I'm the postman. I'm going to put something in your slot today."
Well, it's teaching kids about paedophiles from the off.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm the policeman. I have a very big truncheon.
Ooh! Ooh, girls, look at the size of PC Bobbin's truncheon.
Truncheon?
Oh, now let's go and see Mr. Smith the Builder and look at his meat.
Okay. Why would you look at a builder's meat?
Because I meant to say butcher.
It's just gone very, very wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, it was a builder. Let's go and look at his new hard standing.
I tell you what was on.
So, I've not even drunk much. I just said the wrong words.
I'll tell you what was on the other week. They had a weekend on CITV channel, which is children's ITV, right? And it was retro. So they had loads of old...
Sorry, I'm not... footsieing you. I just got a cramp in my leg and I'm stuck.
That's not my foot.
Oh, fuck.
It's mine.
You play with each other.
You talk about, you keep talking about children and I'll touch Ash's leg with my foot.
No, they had loads of retro shows that you used to watch like from the early 90s and that. They had Nightmare.
The early 90s. Oh, Nightmare.
Remember Nightmare.
Walk forward 2 paces. Oh, go left 2 paces. Spellcasting. K-N-O-B-G. O B B L E R Knob Gobbler.
Explain to people what Nightmare was.
It was one of the earliest. The graphics at the time were amazing. It was like blue screen stuff. So they would get like a 12-year-old kid and put a helmet on him, like this. but it was this massive sort of closed faced helmet with no eye vision, so he could only see like. From just below his chin, he could see like a couple of feet around himself, and then he'd have a team of people telling him where to go and do so. And he'd be walking through all this blue screen stuff, and they would like put dragons in there and dungeons. And he had these actors going, "Oh, I'm a wicked witch! You must pass my puzzle."
And bar halls and that.
Yeah, dwarves with swords, all of that sort of shit. It was the swords and sorcery style.
It was Warwick Davies' first show.
But I when I was younger. I dreamed about being on that. I would have loved to have gone on there with a group of friends, but sadly I didn't have any.
No, because they were all fucking geeks. They were all on there. They were
like, you think fat, he wasn't a geek?
You seriously... yes, I was the fat kid.
You weren't the fat kid. You were skinny.
No, not at that age.
Oh, so you were the fat kid. Right, so you would have been the fat kid.
I was always picked last and put in defence, let's put it that way.
Slightly to the left.
I watched it. Like, they put the fat kid sits down, so there's three of them.
And actually, I did used to play in goal now and again, just because I filled most of the goal mouth.
So you had the fat kid, another kid. It's usually fat kid, a cooler looking kid, has got a leather jacket on.
And the one with the NHS spectacles.
No, yeah. and then a geeky girl who's ugly, but she's a girl. Yeah. So, yeah, we like her. And then you got the geezer, there's really always a tall, gangly looking one that gets the helmet put on, the ugly one.
Yeah, no, the really ugly one's like, we need to cover your face.
Yeah. And they put him in the little room, and then they're standing there, and they're like, go forward 1 space.
No, it's not 1 space, 1 step.
1 step.
It's not chest.
Another step.
You fall into the well! Game over.
Go left. Pick up the goblet on the table. And there's always like an actor stand there watching going, what do you want? What do you want?
Well, my pretty.
But what made me laugh the most, the one I watched.
Now then.
There was, remember the presenter?
Would you like a boiled sweet?
Do you remember the presenter? He was very like, he had a beard and
he had a goatee style beard.
And Hagrid or something? No, he was quite a big beard. It was quite bushy.
But that's Harry Potter.
No, God knows. I need to know what it's called, but I'll look that up later.
They used to sit there, and he had a little jester next to him, and they used to be running them through it, say, oh, and he'd talk to him in riddles, like, on the table you shall find what to move around, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it was always so really obvious.
Yeah. He literally was just saying, pick that fucking thing up off the table and move.
There's like a cup.
But you've got to guide him there with his blind hand and say, move your hand to your left slightly, dunk. Because you've just spilt the wine, you're fucked.
The one I watched, they literally had to go to the table to pick up a goblet. Mm. But the three kids didn't know what to do, so they were like, go towards the door. And he was like, ah, but you're in a room. Maybe you should explore. And then they ignored it. They went, keep moving forward towards the door. And he's like, but surely this room has something you may need to get. And then he got so bored. And he just said,
oh, for fuck's sake!
In so many words, he goes, move over to the table and pick up the goblet. And little packet goes, turn left. Forward. And then you've got a little Chester going, oh, master, they don't understand how to play the game. And I swear under his breath he went, I know, a bunch of cunts.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut. So obviously we're part of the Pod Gods Network.
Obviously.
Because you own the Pod Gods Network.
I don't own it.
They is your bitches.
I co-created it.
Yeah.
With yourself.
With Mick from BUI and the help from the Angry Ginger. And so we've got some loads of podcasts. About 24 on there now.
That's getting big.
It's massive. Even though six of them are mine.
Six?
Hang on, let's count.
Oddcast?
Yeah.
Movie com, Panic Station.
It's not soccer.
And then
Pod God
Damn It. That's
and Ask America.
Kind of. Ask America. Yeah, kind of. Collaborations, but yeah, you run them.
Yeah. But anyway.
Damn, you greedy.
Well, if they want to put more in, they can put more in. It's all about getting your stuff out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're going to play a promo. We've got Canuck Cast. We're going to play their one.
Okay.
They're Canadians.
Yeah.
So we have Canadians on the podcast network.
Oh, do they speak French?
Don't think so.
No. But one of them did give out his PIN number on fucking live podcast.
Oh, did you hear it?
Well, as long as he doesn't give out the credit card number to go with it, I suppose it's not too bad.
There's a security ID on the back.
1, 2, 3, 6, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the kind of number an idiot puts on his luggage. Baseballs!
Remind me to change the code of my luggage.
That's the bunny.
Okay, so here we go. Go listen to a Canuck Cast.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're not going to say welcome in our promo.
That's a good point. We should not say welcome. We should have a really.
Should we be welcoming in our podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
So, this is a promo.
Yes.
For Canuckcast.
Canuckcast. That was my sexy voice.
That was pretty sexy.
Thanks, man.
So, this is a Canuckcast promo.
Yeah.
I'm Mike. And this is Jay. Say hi, Jay.
Hi.
Say hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay. See what we did there?
Okay. No, for serious this time. Okay, so if you ever wanted to experience the excitement of being Canadian...
Yeah.
Driving around in a car and drinking coffee.
Good boy.
And shooting the shit.
In the snow.
You could do worse than listen to Canuckcast. Hold on.
Okay. Good nose wipe.
Right, thank you. Maybe we need to pound the bass.
All right.
Canuckcast. Two guys driving in a car, drinking coffee, shooting the bullshit.
Yeah.
Canuckcast.
That was a much better promo.
That was a good promo.
Yeah. You can Canuckcast.com. Find us on Pod Gods Network.
Pod Gods.
Pod Gods Network.
Part of the Pod Gods Network.
That's right. We're on Facebook and Twitter.
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. CanuckCast. .com. Check us out.
Tune in to Canada's premier podcast, Canuckcast.
Canuckcast.
Two guys dodging jizz in a car while drinking coffee.
All right.
All right.
I don't like the jizz dodging.
Well, we're not catching jizz.
Does there have to be jizz in the car?
No, not my car. Canuck Cast, two guys on a grand adventure. Podcasting.
Also,
drinking coffee. Also, complaining about mundane bullshit.
Yes.
And reviewing the odd movie.
True.
Canuck Cast. CANUCKST.
.com. That's pretty good. That's a good one.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, I think we can smash that. I think.
Fuck, 14, we smashed the shit out of that.
I think 14 promos in a row.
We
back to back
smashed
in 4 minutes.
The fuck out of that promo. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yo, as far as promos go, Canuck Cast. Two guys.
In a car.
In a car.
In a world.
In a world without justice.
I think we're good. You think we can put enough of that together?
I think so, maybe.
All right, that's going to be enough of that.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut. Okay, right, so what's actually happening nowadays in the music industry? Right.
Basically, lots and lots of people are recording other people's songs and doing it as covers, and people think it's their own stuff. Sorry, was that a question or a statement?
Bullocks! I was making the same.
Oh, okay. So what's actually happening in the music industry, Adam? Do tell us.
Is that people are recording other people's songs and making it. But in retaliation to that, it means people are returning with new material.
What?
No, they're not. They're just copying other people's shit and making it sort of slightly different.
No.
Well, it depends if we're talking about X Factor winners or just...
No, people in retaliation to that are returning to the industry with brand new material.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, the artist formerly known as Prince that's now written a new song or whatever.
Oh, David Bowie's back.
David Bowie's back. Rolling Stones have come back. The Stone Roses have come back. All these bands are getting back together... to fight off all the X-Factor people.
No, they're not.
All the
80-year-olds are coming back and trying to punch down the stage with their pacemakers.
They've run out of money. What, David Bowie's run out of money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spent it all.
On tantric sex.
Whores.
With whores.
Probably men whores as well.
Yeah.
He tried to unbury Red Rum.
have you heard of David Bowie's new song?
No. I heard. So did you say have I heard of it or have I heard it?
Have you heard of it? Did you know
I've heard of it, yeah. He released it on his 60th birthday or something, didn't he?
He's 60.
Something like
is
that.
Is he only that young?
He might have been 80, God knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen any pictures of the Rolling Stones recently?
Yeah, they're old as fuck.
They are totally suited to feature on the Zombie Life podcast, another of the podcasts.
Yeah.
Seriously. Drugs!
Thing is, though, they all look really, really old, but Keith Richards looks younger than he did 20 years ago because he's always looked old.
Botox is wonderful.
He's Benjamin Button in
he
that
just
shit.
Looks the same. I wouldn't say he looks younger. I'd just say he hasn't aged anymore because he, like, at the age of about 30, looked 80.
Yeah, he did, though. So now he's catching up with him. Now we're like, good for your age, Keith. Apart from 20 years ago, they're like, fucking hell, Keith, you look awful.
But see, so if you manage to actually survive taking shitloads of drugs when you're young, you actually look quite good because you preserve yourself when you get older.
But I will say the precedent for taking a shitload of drugs when you're young and being in a band does generally shorten your life expectancy, let's face it.
But we're not promoting that. That's not going to be like, yeah, take
or
drugs.
It could just be that the more famous ones are the ones that did die from drugs. I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. It's morbid. But morbid can be good.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut.
You know, in every fucking film when aliens turn up, not every fucking film to be fair, I mean Aliens for a good example didn't show me, but how often, I mean I've been watching too much Star Trek recently, how often are aliens alarmingly humanoid but with a funny shaped forehead?
Sorry, I thought the start of that was, when you know, in every fucking film,
so every even film in the fucking alien-based porn
yes,
film,
yes, every porn video actually has an alien. If you actually look just underneath the covers or just to the left hand,
yes, side, they're the people with like penises more than 4 inches long. They can't be human.
What, so why do aliens in movies always look like humans dressed up as aliens?
No, it's not that question, to be honest. It's actually just about the whole, have we got that limited an imagination that I know why the film industry does it and says, oh, we need to make that person look alien. Let's give them a bit of a wrinkle in the top of their nose. I know that, but how many people seriously used to go, oh, aliens, they're basically going to look exactly like a really fit woman, but green.
With big boobs.
Or the ones that are the standard alien with the big eyes, the no nose but a couple of little holes and a really, really, really tiny mouth. And the
Roswell aliens. Top of the head.
Yeah. That just sounds like my ex.
She came from Roswell. Another planet.
No, like, so, yeah.
You have to, really. Come on.
Most are male aliens, always ugly, wrinkly, big heads, scaly, really.
Some of them are asexual.
But they've all got two legs, two arms, and basically just very humanoid. Yeah.
But the women aliens, pretty fit.
Hot. Always, by human standards.
because every bloke that writes a sci-fi film, is always, I'd love to fuck a woman alien. That's what they like to do.
I mean, there are, without a doubt, exceptions. Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, fit.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do a very large slug.
I always preferred C-3PO.
C-3PO weren't an alien.
Oh, but he could call me Master Will.
Master Will!
R2-D2. That'd be like sitting on a really, really enormous black rib nobbler.
You know what? I reckon R2-D2's a racist.
No, why I think keep rapist, beating him you've out. Been misreading it.
All right, then. Name some aliens. We'll tell you how fit they are. Oh, no, that's a really weird, because you'll probably name a lot of male ones.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, she's fit.
Yeah, it was clearly an alien.
Yeah, it's true.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Madonna.
She's been around too long. She turned up at Roswell.
Worf.
Who?
Worf.
The fuck is Worf?
Jean-Luc Picard's captain of security.
Are you naming men now?
That one was, but the first three. Well, actually, work. No, sorry, the first two three, weren't.
They were aliens.
No, the Madonna.
The Madonna doesn't count as anything.
Male alien.
That's one of those asexuals.
Well, it's like in Star Trek.
Asexual deviant.
It's yes. Like the newest Star Trek, the reboot.
Oh, the one with Soiler. Yeah. And Simon Pegg. Thing is, Simon Pegg, I do understand it. He's saying he's not selling out to Hollywood. He's just always wanted to be in fucking Star Trek. And I'll give him that one.
Spending a lot of money out of it.
It's like Samuel L. Jackson always wanting to be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
He actually approached Lucas, didn't he, for that? And he just turned around and said, I want a purple lightsaber. And Lucas just turned around and said, well, if you're going to be in the film, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, you can have a purple lightsaber. Why do you want a purple lightsaber? So that I can actually spot myself in the fucking fight scenes.
Particularly against a dark background.
You don't say no to Samuel Jackson. If he wants to be in your movie, he's in your movie.
Unless it's, do you want me to leave?
Do you want me to leave?
That's no. When you'd say no to Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah,
but if he says, I want to be in your movie...
Well, you didn't specify the question at the time. You said, you just don't say no to Samuel L. Jackson.
I thought it made sense. The fact you were talking
you were being far too...
Would you like me to not rape you?
No.
Yes, sir. No, but no, sir.
Three bags full, sir. You said it already. That's your new catchphrase.
No, English! No, you speak it, motherfucker!
I was trying to think of something else to end it with that might have actually been slightly amusing, but I just went blank because it was just sort of, oh my God, that was really wrong.
So we'll just end on that?
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that gives you gas.
Cut.
Right, now... Adam, have you ever played a game or seen the video game called Fallout?
No. I heard of it.
Right, it's a post-apocalyptic third-person shooter roleplay game, which is kind of academic at this point.
Cool.
But I actually did a bit of research, right? And all of the weapons in Fallout 3 were based on real life weapons, which I found amazing when you got down to this weapon called the Fat Boy, which is a basically shoulder rocket propelled grenade style of small nuclear weapon launcher. And then reading that they were all based on real weapons, I had to look it up. Now, there was a weapon developed in the 1950s that was a shoulder-held, rocket-propelled, tactical nuclear missile.
Right.
Yes.
A lot of them were Starship Troopers as well.
Yeah, but this actually existed in the 1950s. The Americans developed a fucking weapon that could be jeep-mounted or shoulder-held that would fire a small nuclear warhead.
Suicide mission, I do believe.
Yeah. No, apparently the distance was just enough because it was a very small nuclear explosion.
You mean like depleted uranium shells and stuff?
No, we're talking a proper fucking atom bomb here. But a I don't know how it works, but they actually had basically a fucking shoulder-mounted rocket launcher that would fire nukes.
Cool.
I mean, this is terrifying. And the best bit is, at the time, West Germany went to the United States and said, we're on your side.
Six.
We are on your side. We would like some of your rocket launcher-based nuclear missiles, please. Would you kindly share the blueprints? And for some reason, America said, no.
Could we have one of your fat boys, please?
No.
No, they were slim boys. Fat boy was the one that the guy rode with the little top hat and going, I would say the cowboy hat.
And fat ones would have just chilled them out. But yeah. I just find it amazing that the Americans actually developed a fucking portable rocket launcher based nuclear missile. And I know it's not a big thing, and I haven't got much more to say, but how cool is that?
It's in the Constitution, they're allowed to bear arms.
They have nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Fucking right and yeah.
All. Like, I've got. Can you imagine Crocodile Dundee, right? Back in the scene where it's like, give me your wallet. Hey, dude, you got a light? Here you go, mate. And your wallet. Give me your wallet, Mick. Why? He's got a knife. That's not a knife. This is a tactical nuclear warhead. How fucking awesome.
Please back away 3 miles and then I'll shoot you.
Oh, yeah, it was not a short-range weapon, let's face it. But I just could not believe they developed that kind of nuke. I thought it was worth mentioning.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that... makes me happy.
What? No, cut.
So, on the subject of suspicious packages, Ash, what were you saying?
That's just actually reminded me of when I was on summer camp with the school's army division.
You were in the school's army division?
Yes.
Your school had an army?
Yes. The what? CCF, the Combined Cadet Force. What
school did you go to? Eton?
No. I went to a proper school.
None of those Eton wankers, scum,
tossers with top hats,
splitters.
Didn't Blimey once say he was someone's fag at Eton or something?
Probably. Who gives a crap?
Fuck. Oh, but before you continue that, Blimey did tweet me the other day asking to get you replaced with Emma Kennedy.
Who is Emma Kennedy?
I don't know who Emma Kennedy
is. The woman I interviewed last week.
Oh, the MasterChef one.
Celebrity MasterChef winner, writer, comedian, actress.
And what makes you think she's better than Ash?
I never said that. Blimey did.
But Blimey's a shit smeared tramp.
Yes. With carry on. Crap on his head.
Sorry, do continue, Ash.
Yes. No, I was at summer camp, which is actually, we went to an actual army barracks.
Summer camp.
And
that's because his parents didn't want him with them.
Yeah, no. Summer camp. That's another story when I got home.
Summer camp? Some aren't.
In the army. Well, it was in the Navy division of the Combined Cadet Force. Hello, sailor.
No, I was actually in the engineers because that was always the best part anyway. Okay. Because we actually got to build all the rope bridges. We actually got to play the enemy for the commando people that actually ran around and tried to
shoot. You had fucking commandos in your school. This is...
This is turning into a bit like Toy Soldiers, the movie. You ever
this
seen
is
that?
Telling me I went to the wrong fucking school.
Yeah, but being the engineers was the best one because you always played the enemy. The commandos had to do all of their little manoeuvres and run around and stuff.
Did
and
you go around in a balaclava shouting, Durka Durka?
No, no, we just sat in a hedgerow with a Bren, which is our old machine guns. And we just got to shoot at them
live?
And then pretend to be.
Did you kill
dead.
People?
No, it was blanks. We
oh,
blanks.
What a show.
But we did set up booby traps and all that kind
but,
of stuff.
But to be honest, at school, given a Bren gun, even with blank firing yeah. ammo, that's a winner.
Yeah, it was. That was great. That's why the engineers were good. And you build the rope bridges across the rivers and stuff. And as the people are going across the rope bridge, we had it all on pulley systems and stuff. So as the kids
technical
are going
term.
Across. Yeah, as the kids are going across, it's fine, it's all good and dandy. No, no, we let them across, but as soon as one of the teachers came across, like our RE teacher, sorry, religious education teacher, went across, he was actually a lieutenant, we actually decided to loosen the pulley and we dunked him in the river to see if he'd actually let go or make it all the way across.
Don't worry, sir, God will save you!
That's the last exactly. thing you want in charge.
You believe in Allah, you fucking bastard!
Oh, okay. Oh, he's a Muslim.
Wow. No, he wasn't. He was a Christian through and through.
That's,
we
the last
wind
one. Him up. That's the last person you want in charge of you. Just say, don't worry, lads. If you die, you go to a better place.
You might be able to walk on water.
You will be judged an eye for an eye. Nah, oh, fuck that.
So you fucking lived in, like, Red Dawn?
Yeah.
You were preparing yourself for
and
Red
so
Dawn.
So what fun stuff did you get to do at your comprehensive then, Adam? Were there much firing of even blank rounds from
No,
blank
we
guns?
Weren't even allowed to play football with proper football. We had to play football with foam balls. In case somebody got hurt.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
2012 wasn't the end of the world. Okay.
No, we can tell this. Yeah, what with us being
we are here,
here
obviously. Yes.
Hello!
But they keep saying there might be kind of asteroids out there ready to hit us.
Three.
Right. The reason I talk about this is because I remember we were standing out in your garden once, me and Ashwell, when you had that barbecue before Christmas.
Right.
And I just what made me realise, Ash was staring at the sky, looking at the stars, and I'm just like, oh, they're nice stars. And Ash is like, yeah, that's Mars, or that's Jupiter.
Yeah, there's Orion.
He's pointing at them all, and I'm like, Ash, how do you know this? Because then I realised that I've never actually asked Ash about what are you into, and he's like, oh, I love space.
Men.
Yeah, I love men and space.
Not men, it's boys.
Right. Sorry, old boy.
So we came to it. So with his like talking about he used to be in like the kiddie army. That sounds a bit dodgy.
It does. It, right. Okay. Now, one thing I will say about Ash, and he can explain why in a moment. When you say to Ash, "Well, it ain't rocket science," he is able to say,
"I yes. know."
Yeah, indeed. Why is this, Ash?
Because I'm a fucking rocket scientist.
Yeah.
See, this is hard to believe.
Not an accountant.
I was going to say that before.
He is a rocket scientist accountant.
I was going to say. Yeah, so you learn how to be an army man and everything, and then you become an accountant. But people on the podcast will not believe that you're a rocket scientist.
He has a degree in, was it, astrophysics engineering?
Aerospace engineering. I did physics and astrophysics, but I didn't like it. So I did that for a bit and then gave up and then moved into a completely different financial industry.
Maybe speak into the mic.
Went back and my sound projects. Good. And yeah, I've got folders from university and stuff with rocket science written on them.
But Ash, what did you do on Christmas Eve at work?
I made paper aeroplanes.
Okay.
And were you the only one that made paper aeroplanes?
No, I got my whole team to make paper aeroplanes so that we could see how far we could throw them over the equity traders.
And with your degrees in, like, rocket science and aeronautic investigation or whatever the fuck it was, how well did your plane fly compared to everyone else's?
I made an experimental one and I made a proper one. The proper one actually got stuck in the light fitting before we did the proper test and I couldn't actually get it back down again because I couldn't actually stand on the desk to actually retrieve it. So my experimental one actually when I threw it, it actually went negative distance because it actually looped down underneath the balcony and actually went underneath where I was standing.
And this is why Ash pursued a career in finance.
As an accountant.
Yes.
Why do you think they're called missiles? Because they're designed to miss.
Isles.
Oh, so if you live on the Isle of Man, you'll never get it.
It's just full of birds.
That's why it always misses the British Isles. That's why no one can ever attack us.
Ah, yeah. If they aim for Great Britain, we've got a problem.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you're on a constant period.
Ah, oh, no, cut.
Okay. So,
we're done.
Yeah.
Now, we've recorded a lot. An awful lot.
Hours.
So, you can take the good stuff out of that.
Well, what I consider good.
Yeah. Yeah, but what you consider good is not what we consider good.
I must admit, it's an interesting one.
Ramble for the next hour.
Oh, well, I might just record a monologue. A whole hour of me talking.
Hello, I'm Adam. I'm sitting here and I'm talking into the microphone.
And I have a cold.
I'm so alone.
My nose is blocked.
Thanks, I bet that comes across beautiful.
Yeah, brilliant. But no, it's been a great show. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it.
I hope listeners have as well.
You're a cunt.
The biggest cunt in the whole wide world.
I've enjoyed it. Right, Ash doesn't matter.
Well, I know we said we're going to change things, but let's not change too much, shall we? Let's keep it like... keep it to a certain...
Fuck off with your turquoise hoodie.
Okay, but we've got loads of things lined up in the future. We've got interviews and guests and whatnot, and more ideas, more games and...
Scatological porn.
Scatological?
Yeah. If you don't know... Look it up.
Google it.
I hope not, because I'm not involved in any of that kind of shit, and I don't actually quite want literally. To watch it either.
Quite literally not involved in that shit.
It will make me throw up.
All right, well, if you go to barkerpodcast.webs.com, you can hear all the podcasts, including Nodcast, MovieCom, It's on Soccer.
You know what? I think for Adam's birthday, we're going to have to buy him, like, the domain name, so he doesn't have to say the .webs shit.
That would be nice if you could.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, I think we will have.
Unless, blimey, you want to just buy it for Adam. And then he'll be beholden to you.
He will, don't know. Oh,
think what he'll owe you.
I own you. That's
what he said. I have Barker Podcast in the palm of my hand.
Oh, I thought we were talking about buying him two birds, one cup with added sweet corn.
That's not so much buy, I'm just going to burn it to DVD for him.
All right, if you want to go on Twitter, you can follow me at Barker Podcasts. Follow the Pod Gods. Go and like the Barker Podcast Collections page on Facebook.
You can follow me at Badger Prodder, but I don't know why you'd bother. I haven't tweeted for fucking ages.
Don't bother. I've given up trying to help you in that.
You can't follow me at anything because these two tweet over me.
I must admit, I did say when I set up on Twitter that I would do this social experiment just to see what would happen if I didn't respond to anyone, didn't do hashtags and shit. But the trouble is, the people I follow I now and again want to respond to, so I'm now just fucking vetoing
so
that.
You've given that up now? You've moved on to a new experiment, which is actually tweeting?
Well, it's not so much that. I just fucking realised that I had nothing much say that I didn't record anyway, so nothing came out on Twitter. So I'm just going to use my Twitter account as a Twitter account from now on.
So, at Badger Prodder, maybe you could get the first... response.
Oh, who can get the first response?
Oh, fucking blimey.
To be honest, it probably will be deliberately not blimey.
Yeah, now it won't.
To be honest, it's probably going to be Simon Pegg. It's seeing if I can get a response out of celebrities. That's my trick.
Well, ain't that hard. I got.
Yeah, just piss them off. They normally try and slap you with a court case.
Yeah. Don't become that person. Oh, follow me.
I would troll people from the Olympic team.
Troll people. Well, you are going to become a troll. You're going to be a nasty bastard.
I've got no interest in trolling.
No. Oh, fuck, you're right. Clicking your fucking elbows.
What exactly is trolling?
Trolling is basically...
little tiny dwarfs with big hair.
You're sitting there and saying, I've been working at the hospice really hard all day. The children's hospice is a great cause. And a troll will say,
if you're being
that's
far.
Because you're shagging them.
Okay.
It's basically being really abusive in order to get a reaction.
As well. Usually.
Yeah. It was the classic example from the Olympics was Tom Daley, the diver.
Yep.
And basically his dad had passed away shortly before the Olympics, and basically some bloke who really got absolutely flamed on Twitter basically said, Tom Daley, you let the nation down, and I bet your dad's fucking pleased he's dead because you're a cunt.
Pretty much.
Style of thing. And you just think,
that's what trolling is. Oh,
welcome to social networking.
So, I hope he got his little account turned off.
He didn't.
I don't know why. He got
a sentence for it.
Good.
But that's I think they've actually changed the law. They've changed the law now that you can't actually get done for doing it because it's a social thing.
But at the time, if you've said it,
ironically, you say he got a sentence, but that's quite good because it was something he wasn't capable of stringing together himself. Anyhow, we have been the Oddcast Podcast.
Yeah, I've been Adam. You've been
Ash.
You've been
drinking.
Right, for 2013, just say your fucking name more.
You just said it.
Just say it.
It.
I'm not stopping this until you say your name.
Your name.
What's your name?
Say Will. Will.
Will.
Will.
Thank you for joining us. Hashtag not listening.
Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket. You can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot. Give me all your money, you can't give me your wallet and your car keys. Give me your MP3, give me whatever's in your pocket. You can't give me whatever you got. I've got a gun and you don't want to get shot. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man, it's cash in hand. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man. I made £1,000 without a bank account. Don't tell the tax man. It's cash in hand.